Thank you very much for coming today. As always, I really appreciate everyone coming to practice and being consistent within their practice. For those here who are new, and there's a couple of people here who are new, if yet to really discover what we do, we tend to come together every night, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we meditate together. It's generally 15, 20 minutes. The goal is to kind of build some skills, improve our practice, you know, something that can be done in 15, 20 minutes. We're never really here doing something extensive. Maybe once a month we'll do something extensive. So generally what I've done in the past is before we begin, I've kind of given a 5-minute explanation of meditation and what that looks like and what we're doing. But people have told me via chat that it's a waste of time, that people get it. I've said it now, I don't know, 100 days in a row practically. So I thought what I would do is start every day with kind of a basic meditation technique. Like I'll just kind of say something that might be interesting to you that maybe will help teach something. And then what we'll do at the end of meditation is we'll kind of do a Q&A where you can feel free to ask me questions about practice. I'll do my best to answer them, some of which I can, some of which may be beyond me. And that's the goal here. So I got a lot of questions recently regarding posture. People have asked me, what's the proper posture for meditation? I mean, besides the point that I find it funny that people ask me questions about meditation, I think posture is something I can answer. Generally within meditation, there's 3 different postures. There's sitting, standing, and lying down. And by standing, you can also, you know, walk around. It's kind of the same thing. And there's really 2 variables here which separate these postures. The first one is energy, and the second one is concentration. By energy, I mean kind of the speediness of sensations happening around the body, like the amount of things that you can pay attention to. And by concentration, I mean the ease in which you can focus on a singular object. And the 3 postures of standing, sitting, and reclining are differential in these variables. Like, for example, when you're sitting, or let's start with this one, when you're standing and walking around or whatever, there's a lot of energy, right? There's a lot of happening. Your heartbeat can increase. You can sweat. You'll be noticing a lot of things. You might be hearing things. But it's harder to concentrate on a singular object, right? Because there's so much happening. And when you're reclining, it's kind of the opposite, where it's a low energy. It can be easy to fall asleep, but it's very easy to concentrate on a singular object. The middle in between is sitting, you know, like I'm doing now. You know, nothing complicated, sitting in a chair. And that's why a lot of people sit. But for whatever reason, if you're finding it really, really hard to concentrate, maybe it's easier to lie down. That will make it easier for you. Now, if you're very tired, that's probably a bad strategy. But, you know, generally, if you're fine, you know, you'll be fine. But if you have no difficulty concentrating, you have really strong concentration, but you're finding it kind of hard to figure out what to pay attention to, maybe standing or walking is something that makes it simpler for you. But there's no need for these complex postures. They're all variants of attempting to kind of manage energy and concentration. Like lotus puts a lot of pressure on muscles, so there's more energy, there's more things to pay attention to. But it's also hard to concentrate because it can hurt your legs if you're a beginner. But it doesn't really matter. Stand, sit, recline. Just practice, you know, all of them, you know, whichever one you want, and you'll find the one you feel most comfortable with. I like reclining. My teachers have always liked reclining, seemingly. It seems like that's secretly what a lot of successful meditators do, but I can't really speak to that yet. I don't know what everyone does. So that's kind of it. I thought that might be something interesting that I can share. Now we'll begin the practice. So what we're going to do today is we're going to try to separate the physical from the mental sensations. This is important because when we're meditating, what we're doing is we're delving deeper within our own mind and within our own perception. And our ability to begin separating, creating categories of different sensations is what allows us to kind of delve deeper. Like imagine this example. Like if you wanted to learn how to repair cars, a good way to go about this is just take apart cars and understand them piece by piece. Like, you know, here's the radiator, here's the engine, here's the parts of the engine, here's the exhaust, here's how the exhaust connects to this chassis or whatever. Like when you take it apart piece by piece and you understand the pieces, then when you put it all back together, you see the car completely differently. You now understand it as parts of a whole, as in some giant confusing thing. So when we meditate, what we're doing is we're taking apart the car. And then when we take ourselves off the cushion, when we're living our daily lives, we now have a deeper understanding of the pieces. So one thing that might happen, like as you begin to improve in your practice, is you'll be able to separate the emotional sensations from, let's say, your mental sensations. And the reason why this might be beneficial is, you know, someone at work yells at you and they're like, you did a bad job, you should feel sad about it. And then you feel like a little sad. And so you can do something with that. You can either say, you know, I'm going to relish in my sadness and just kind of make myself and the people around me miserable. Or you could say, well, that's an emotional sensation. That's sadness. I really don't want that right now. So I'm just going to ignore that. And I'm going to deal with the root of the problem, how to become better at work, how to communicate better, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes it's useful, sometimes it's not. But the point being is the ability to separate and categorize the things we experience gives us a bit more control and power over them, as opposed to them just kind of taking over our lives in some amorphous confusion blob. So that's kind of at a high level what we're doing. The basic and most simple way to do this is to separate the physical from the mental sensations. I'll give you an example. When you're breathing, there's physical sensations. There's the rising and falling of the abdomen. There's the oxygen going into the lungs and leaving the lungs. There's the, you know, your stomach goes up and down, your chest rises and falls. It's all good stuff, right? Those are physical sensations. But there's also the mental thought of, oh my goodness, look at that, I'm breathing. I'm noticing my stomach rise and fall, my chest move up and down. I'm noticing the air come in and out of me. Our noticing is separate from the physical sensations themselves. And at first, it's not incredibly obvious. But we're constantly doing two things at once. And we put them together as like, this is called breathing, the physical and the mental sensation. But where we're going to become pretty powerful is we're going to start noticing that these are two distinct things occurring seemingly at the same time. And what we are interested in discovering is which comes first. Now, you know, spoiler alert, it's generally the physical sensation which comes first. And by generally, I mean always. So I'd like for us to do in this practice is we're going to spend 5 minutes and do our best to just steady our attention on the physical sensations of the breath. And then for the second set of 5 minutes, we're going to try to do the same with the mental. We're just going to try, oh, this is me noticing the breath. Here I am noticing the rising and falling of my abdomen. I'm noticing the oxygen coming in and out of my lungs. And then for the third set and the final set of 5 minutes, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to notice how the physical sensations cause the mental sensations. So I can sense for a moment the rising of the abdomen, and then there's the noticing of, oh my goodness, my abdomen's rising. And we're going to try to connect these in a cycle, physical, mental, physical, mental, physical, mental. And then if we practice this enough, we'll be able to separate them permanently. And this will be a very important skill within our toolkit of meditation. So before we begin, you know, I wanted to say, you know, we do this on Discord. We've been doing this on Discord for over a year, but we're also doing it on Twitch now. So if you're on Twitch, you know, follow. You know, if you have questions after the meditation, you know, we'll answer them. The same on Discord. And I'll always read out the questions out loud, so if people are in variant platforms, they'll know what we're talking about. So let's begin. Now, 1 second. I just need to remember how to mute myself on Discord. A button somewhere. Oh, it's right here. Okay. So let's begin. The way that I begin is just sit down and kind of relax yourself. Like I mentioned at the beginning, posture isn't particularly important. It's just how you can be comfortable. Today's practice is only 15 minutes. So, you know, we don't need to be comfortable for like an hour. Just if you're sitting, feel comfortable. I like to do a little stretch, kind of stretch out my shoulders and my back. It just makes it a bit easier. But you can do whatever is comfortable for you. It doesn't truthfully matter. And when you're ready, you know, kind of just sit normally. I close my eyes. You don't have to. It makes it easier. I put my hands on my knees, and we're just going to begin breathing. The intention here isn't to focus on anything yet. It's just to kind of set the mood for meditation, remind ourselves that we're going to practice for the next 15 minutes, and that we should have good intentions, you know, within our heart, that this is going to be something that, you know, improves our lives, hopefully the lives of the people around us, and it's something that we do consistently, and that's how we build good practice. So let's just take a moment, let's breathe, and we'll continue with the exercise in like a minute. And with the next inhale, what we're going to do is we're going to try to focus our attention, like imagine our mind is, you know, just here focusing our attention one area, right on the abdomen or your tummy, whatever. As we inhale, I want you to notice just the physical sensations. There's hundreds and hundreds of them, of the expanding and, you know, contracting of your stomach, of your rising and falling of the abdomen, just the physical sensations. And should you become distracted and start thinking about stories or hearing sounds, just say distraction in your head and return back to the physical sensations. We're going to do this for 5 minutes. And this is hard, but it's worthwhile. And if it's easier, use bigger breaths. Sometimes shallow breaths is hard to find the physical sensations, but if you take a full breath, it's more noticeable. If you've become distracted, that's okay. Return to the physical sensations of the breath. With the next breath, let's move from the physical sensations to the mental sensations. This is our noticing the breath, our noticing the rising and falling of the abdomen or the chest, noticing the oxygen coming into our lungs and out. Just the mental. If it helps you compartmentalize the physical sensations in your stomach, that's where you're feeling them. And where you're noticing the mental sensations is in your head. Let's do this for a few minutes. If it helps you notice the mental sensations, as you inhale, kind of say inhale inside of your head. As you exhale, say exhale. And just notice you noticing that. Now begin separating the physical from the mental sensations in your mind. The way I do this is I kind of separate them, kind of in my chest area, put the physical sensations in my abdomen, the mental in my head. And I notice the physical sensations become mental, and then the mental become physical, and then the physical become mental, kind of going together in a cycle. And with the next breath, let's kind of normalize our breathing. Just practice for about 15 minutes. Just inhale normally, exhale normally. If it helps you, you can do a bit of a stretch, your back, your arms, your fingers, your toes, whatever feels comfortable. We're kind of leaving that meditative state. We're kind of returning back to our bodies. So I'd like to thank you all, whether you're on Twitch, whether you're on Discord, or you know, if you're hiding in my window or something, for joining. I think it's through daily practice that we continue to grow. It's through daily practice and consistency that we're inspired to continue to grow. And I guarantee without a doubt, beyond anything, that if it's something we do daily and we take seriously, that will yield incredible benefits. Now I'm gonna be here for another 30 minutes to answer any questions you may have. So feel free to type them or say them in voice and it'll do my absolute best.